And this news update is being brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. They're locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, open 7 days a week. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news this hour. We have a correction update regarding a petition filed with the Huron County Clerk on July 2nd. Organizers seeking Babcock's removal from her District 7 commission seat. The petition alleges Babcock supported Resolution 2558 on February 8th of 2025, which authorized zoning changes to allow 15,000 acres of industrial scale solar facilities in 15 county zoned townships. The filing marks the first step in Michigan's recall process. The petition supporters must now gather the required number of valid voter signatures before the question can qualify for the ballot. As of now, the filing of the petition does not remove the commissioner from office, and no election's been scheduled. Babcock remains in her position while the recall process moves forward. In a single vehicle crash sent one driver to the hospital Friday morning in Huron County. The crash happened at approximately 9:18 a.m. on July 3rd along Lakeshore Road near Rapson Road in Rubicon Township. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, a 2006 Chevy Trailblazer was traveling northbound when it crossed the center line. Investigators say the driver overcorrected, lost control, left the roadway, and struck a guardrail before overturning. The lone occupant, a 78-year-old woman, was wearing a shoulder and lap belt at the time of the crash. She was transported to a local hospital by Eastern Huron Ambulance for treatment. Authorities reported the airbag did not deploy, and alcohol and drugs are not suspected factors in the crash. The vehicle sustained disabling damage and was removed from the scene by a towing service. The crash also caused damage to the guardrail maintained by the Huron County Road Commission. The Huron County Sheriff's Office investigated the incident with assistance from Port Hope Fire Department, Harbor Beach Fire Department, and Eastern Huron Ambulance. The cause of the crash remains listed as a loss of control, and the investigation is complete. A Sebring man's been ordered to serve a year in Tuscola County Jail after repeatedly violating terms of his probation. 30-year-old Dakota W. Hines was sentenced to 365 days in jail with credit for 74 days already served, in connection with a 2019 break-in at the former Divine Design Jewelry store in Carroll. Court records indicate Hines had originally been placed on probation in 2024, but prosecutors say he committed multiple violations. Those included possessing prohibited weapons and ammunition, failing to complete court-ordered substance abuse and mental health treatment, making threatening comments toward a probation officer, and later being found with drug paraphernalia and additional prohibited weapons. Before sentencing, Hines' attorney asked the court for leniency, citing his military service, family responsibilities, and personal hardships. The court instead revoked probation and imposed jail sentence. Prosecutors also noted Hines has multiple prior felony convictions. And Michigan Senator Gary Peters has confirmed he will not seek another term in U.S. Senate, bringing his congressional career to a close with his current term ending on January 3, 2027. The Democrat says his decision reflects a long-held belief that public service should be temporary, adding that it's time for a new generation of leadership to take over. Peters has represented Michigan in the Senate since 2015 after serving three terms in the U.S. House of Representatives. Before entering Congress, he served on the Rochester Hills City Council in the Michigan legislature, worked in the financial services industry, and served as a Navy reservist. During an interview announcing his decision, Peters highlighted his bipartisan approach to lawmaking and said he remains focused on advancing legislation during his final months in office. He also expressed concern about growing political polarization in Washington and said finding common ground remains essential to serving the public. Looking ahead, Peter says he's considering a return to teaching and hopes to encourage more young people to pursue careers in public service after leaving office. His retirement sets up what is expected to be one of the nation's most closely watched Senate races in the 2026 election cycle. And now for a word from our sponsor.
This is Kim from Pigeon Hardware.
And this is Nate. Kim, have you noticed everyone's summer project list gets a lot longer this time of year?
Absolutely. A lot of those projects start with a fresh coat of Do It Best paint. Whether you're updating a room or freshening up the front porch, we can help you find the perfect color.
And once the painting is done, we've got lawn and garden supplies, plus plumbing, electrical, and hardware items for your next project.
Don't forget, we also offer UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, key cutting, and a full line of Do It Best paint.
Before you start your next summer project, stop in Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, your local home for Do It Best paint.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware, all in downtown Pigeon.
And now for a look at your national and international news. An unseasonably intense heat dome is settling over the Pacific Northwest this morning, prompting emergency management agencies to issue urgent zero-tolerance fire danger alerts. Temperatures are projected to flirt with record territory today, baking timberlands and dropping humidity levels to dangerous lows. Local fire crews have been placed on high alert, pre-positioning assets in high-risk zones. Residents are being strictly ordered to avoid outdoor burning, spark-emitting machinery, or parking vehicles on dry grass, as meteorologists warn that any ignition today could spark an uncontainable inferno within minutes. And security forces are on maximum alert in Syria after two powerful explosions ripped through the heart of central Damascus yesterday, injuring at least 18 people. The terrorist blasts went off near the Ministry of Tourism and a prominent luxury hotel, sending plumes of thick black smoke over the capital. The high-profile attacks occurred during an official diplomatic visit by French President Emmanuel Macron, who was in the city for high-stakes regional stability talks. Despite close proximity of the detonations, Macron's security detail confirmed the French leader was unharmed, and he defiantly chose to proceed with his scheduled meetings under heavily military escort. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. They're locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in Pigeon, open 7 days a week.
This is Kim from Pigeon Hardware.
And this is Nate. Kim, have you noticed everyone's summer project list gets a lot longer this time of year?
Absolutely. A lot of those projects start with a fresh coat of Do It Best paint. Whether you're updating a room or freshening up the front porch, we can help you find the perfect color.
And once the painting is done, we've got lawn and garden supplies, plus plumbing, electrical, and hardware items for your next project.
Don't forget, we also offer UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, key cutting, and a full line of Do It Best paint.
Before you start your next summer project, stop in Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, your local home for Do It Best paint.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure to visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware, all in downtown Pigeon.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.